All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you this week for Pro Wrestling America, May 4th, 2022, United Center in Chicago, Illinois. A couple of guys leaving the PWA after tonight being Shane Douglas and Eric Embry, both having their final matches for their contracts tonight. Contract signing, big deal with last week. Kerry Von Erich showing up. He's under contract now. A dual contract between Pro Wrestling America and Fritz Von Erich and Dory Funk Jr.'s Texas All-Star Wrestling. So he is able to do both at the same time. Alexandra York has come in as a manager. And then one guy who begged for a contract because he wants a piece of one member of the roster. I didn't want to sign him, but Jimmy Jack Funk begged for it. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll give you a chance, but I don't want any of your normal crap antics. And we'll see how that goes. All right, the card tonight. 9 big matches. Wolfie D versus TD Steele. Jimmy Golden versus Nightmare Ken Wayne. Television title on the line. Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer defending against Jimmy Wang Yang. Honky Tonk Man facing off against Mance Warner. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Billy Gunn. The American Tag Team titles on the line as Eric Embry and Flying Brian Pillman defend the titles against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer and Chris Candido. Gentleman Chris Adams faces off against Shane Douglas. Kerry Von Erich has his debut match against Gino Hernandez. And World Heavyweight title on the line. The former tag team champions, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, defending the title against Ravishing Rick Rude. And there's going to be some serious fun with this card. So let's go right into it. First match, Wolfie D versus TD Steele, trying to get more of the TV title division going in matches. And Steele has the match in hand against Wolfie D until Nathaniel Whitlock trips him coming off the ropes. Wolfie springboards off the middle rope with a dry flying leg drop across Steele's head to get the pin in a time of 2 minutes 33 seconds. Next match has my buddy Jimmy Golden facing off against Nightmare Ken Wayne. And Wayne has a great match against Golden. Both wrestlers show respect for each other and for the fans. But Golden gets the pin after a backdrop driver in 13 minutes, 32 seconds. Television title match, usually the first match on the card. But like I said, I'm trying to build up the television title singles because most of them are primarily tag team wrestlers. Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer defending the title against my buddy Jimmy Wang Yang. And the match is going, and it's looking like it's going to be a good match until Jimmy Jack Funk rushes the ring and loops the noose around Yang's neck. Funk tosses him over the top rope and starts to hang him, but Jimmy Golden makes the save. Funk makes his way to the interview desk after being run out by Jimmy Golden. Lance reluctantly comes around for Funk to start calling Yang a sissy lover and goes on an incoherent tirade mixed with Asian slurs. Lance tries to stop him, but he keeps going until Golden and Yang make it to the interview desk themselves. Yang challenges Funk to a match to show him who the real cowboy is. Funk starts laughing, but he gladly accepts the challenge. Yang and Golden make their way down to the ring, and Funk follows after them. So impromptu match. Jimmy Jack Funk versus Jimmy Wang Yang. And Funk yells at Golden because he doesn't need to be there. While Funk is distracted, Yang tries to take control of the match. Funk grabs hold of the cowbell and busts Yang open with it. Golden tries to tell Nick Patrick, but Mance Warner comes down to the ring and nails Golden with the branding iron. Funk looks at Mance before he begins to beat on Yang. Nick Patrick tries to make Jimmy Jack follow the rules, but it is a daunting task. And Jimmy Jack gets the pin with the flying clothesline in a time of 10 minutes, 2 seconds. So at the moment, your real cowboy in the PWA is Jimmy Jack Funk. All right, next match has a guy who just showed up in this match, Mance Warner, facing off against Honky Tonk Man. And shortly after the match starts, for whatever reason, Rough and Ready rush the ring and attacks Honky Tonk Man. David Manning calls for the bell, giving Honky Tonk Man the win by disqualification. Chris Adams comes down to make the save. Rough and Ready, Mance Warner, all three gone out of the ring as Chris hits the ring. When Honky Tonk Man gets back to his feet, Adams super kicks him and leaves him laying in the middle of the ring. Sunshine is shocked. The crowd starts to boo Adams. What is going on? These were the former, I think, both American and World Tag Team Champions. The pride and joy of Sunshine's organization that she was trying to build. Now they're apparently against each other. More on that in a little bit. Next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Billy Gunn. And Eddie and Billy have a great match. Billy has the advantage in the match until he misses a flying knee lift. He gets tangled up in the ropes, and Eddie prepares a fireball in the corner. Heenan tries to get Manning's attention for it, but Eddie throws the fireball into Heenan's face. Billy goes to check on his manager, but Eddie pulls a chain from his tights and knocks him out for the pin. Your winner, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, in a time of 16 minutes, 26 seconds. And why have the match go that way? Why not? Build some heat between Eddie Gilbert and like the Smoking Guns. Maybe Eddie can find a tag team partner to go up against the Guns for the World Tag Team titles. That might be interesting, especially depending on who the partner might be. Speaking of tag team titles, American tag team title matches next. Eric Embry and Flying Brian Pillman defending the titles against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer and Chris Candido. And the challengers have the upper hand throughout the match, thanks to J.J. Dillon's constant interference. Some of the interference is physical, but the bulk of it is Dillon trying to entice Embry to come into his stable. Dillon gives Embry a bag of powder to throw into Brian's face. When Embry refuses, Buzz kicks it into his face. Chris tangles Brian in an abdominal stretch and rolls into a pinning predicament to get the pin in a time of 17 minutes, 9 seconds. Your winners and new American Tag Team Champions, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer and Chris Candido. So now J.J. Dillon has more champions. Sawyer was already the television champion. He got a cheap win today thanks to Jimmy Jack Funk. But now, two titles in the realm of champions, as Dillon wants to call his crew. And we have even more to come with them, I'm sure. Next match has Gentleman Chris Adams, who has just super kicked his tag team partner, facing off against Shane Douglas. Chris comes out with Alexandra York. She introduces herself as the manager of the newest and most elite stable in the PWA. She invites her other wrestlers to come out to the ring. Rick Rude and Eddie Gilbert come out to join them in the ring. Alexander says that these three men will dominate the PWA in the very near future. As with her persona in WCW, Alexander predicts that Chris will win the match against Shane Douglas in a time of 8 minutes 28 seconds. Eddie and Rick leave the ring as Shane makes his way to the ring by himself. Heenan is still recovering from Eddie Gilbert's fireball to the face. Chris and Shane have a great match with several back-and-forth moments. Shane drills Chris into the middle of the ring with a brainbuster. He climbs the turnbuckle for the Pittsburgh plunge, but Alexandra distracts him. He drops to the ring apron to tell Alexandra something, but Chris nails him with the super kick. Shane falls into the guardrail. Chris rolls out of the ring and rolls him back into the ring to get the pin in a time of, get this, 8 minutes, 27 seconds, just like Alexandra York's computer had said. One for one for the computer. And so Alexandra and Chris celebrate in the ring as Honky Tonk Man and Sunshine make their appearance at the entryway, but they are quickly escorted back rather roughly by Rick Rude and Eddie Gilbert as Rude drags Honky Tonk Man back through. Eddie Gilbert picks Sunshine up over his shoulders to carry her out. What's going to happen? What happens backstage? We don't know. No cameras are back there. Nothing seems to happen. So we go on to the next match. Kerry Von Erich making his PWA debut in this backwater promotion, as he called us last week, taking on Gino Hernandez. And this match doesn't even get underway. I mean, this would be an awesome match. This could be a potential American or world heavyweight title matchup sometime in the future. But David makes the match end very quickly as he comes down, attacking Kerry, leaving him a bloody mess in the middle of the ring. Gino tries to assist David in the attack on Kerry, but for his trouble, David leaves Gino as a bloody mess in the ring. Your winner by disqualification in a time of 1 minute 4 seconds, Kerry Von Erich. Great debut for the modern day warrior, right? But as I said, that could have been a world heavyweight title matchup. But now we have the world heavyweight title on the line. Universal heartthrob Austin Idol defending the title against the man he won it from in the Body Slam Challenge, ravishing Rick Rude, his former tag team partner. Rude comes out with Alexandra. Alexandra prattles on about how wonderful Rude will be as the world heavyweight champion. She proclaims that he will be the world heavyweight champion in just over 27 minutes from that moment. The crowd has a mixed reaction until Idol comes out. And Idol and Rude have a wonderful match that keeps the crowd on their feet. Idol has control of most of the match, but Rude keeps himself in there. Alexandra keeps herself in Rude's corner and out of the match. She looks to want to make sure that Rude wins the match without any asterisks, without any footnotes, without any questions. Idol misses a knee drop from the middle turnbuckle. Rude takes advantage from that point. Rude focuses on Idol's leg until Idol is almost unable to stand. Rude waits for Idol to stand up before taking him down with an inverted Russian leg sweep. Rude floats over to get the pin. Alexandra climbs the ring steps with the world heavyweight title to announce her new world heavyweight champion in the appropriate time, 27 minutes, 5 seconds, as the computer had said. And Eddie Gilbert and Chris Adams come down to the ring as well to congratulate the new world heavyweight champion. Now, what is going to happen with these guys? What is going to happen with Alexandra York's new stable? What's going to happen with Jimmy Jack Funk and Jimmy Wang Yang? Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man. The new American Tag Team Champions. What's all going to happen? Well, you're going to have to come back next week to see what's going on as we come to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois next week, where the main event of that looks to be right now, the American heavyweight title on the line as David Von Erich defends the title against Bubba Ray Dudley. So I encourage you to be back for that as well. Also, listen to the theological side, the Digging Deeper on Thursdays, the Confessional Corner on Mondays, to help you wrestle with the theologies that surround us in our world today.